السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله. My noble audience, for the last few weeks, by the grace of Allah Almighty, we have spoken about a very mighty tool that the Satan uses to destroy the fabric of our society. I have made mention that it was one of the goals of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to leave behind a community that represented love, peace and harmony. And anything that is a goal to the Nabi of Allah, it will be most important for the devil, for the Satan, to come up with different methods and tactics by which the community cannot reach that goal. Furthermore, we made mention that the last surahs of the glorious Quran speak about the harm that comes to a human being. And basically the gist of the last two surahs is that a person should seek refuge with Allah from the harm that is surrounding us. Surah Al-Falaq concludes with the very strong message, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ, that a person should seek refuge with Allah from the envious envy. And basically when a person envies somebody, he may come up with a sinister plot to defame him or to derail him. And the person that is envied does not even know about it. I made mention a few weeks ago that many a times this hasad, jealousy, leaves a person on the door of infidelity. It leaves him on the door of kufr. And we can see that in the seerah of the Nabi of Allah, that the Jewish community did not accept the Nabi of Allah knowing that he was the Nabi of Allah because of hasad. It did not allow them to take that step to the tent of Islam. The Satan uses this tool of hasad in different manners, in different styles. Sometimes the very mild hasad will leave a person far, far behind. And many a times a person can handle the mild hasad, so then the shaitan intensifies it. So we have to be very, very aware from hasad. And I made mention last week that Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Iyyakum wal hasad." The hadith of Abu Dawood reported by Abu Huraira, "Iyyakum wal hasad." Avoid jealousy, because jealousy will destroy the structure of your community. It will destroy the friendships. It will destroy your ta'alluq with another person. It has that potential. And that's why seeking refuge with Allah from the envious envy has been made mention right at the end of the Quran. Because if we were to study the journey of the human, we will realize that at a very, very primitive stage, the devil, he became a staunch enemy of Bani Insan because of hasad. And it ends on hasad as well. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. So basically today, in the short time that we have, we're going to make mention of the three levels of hasad, and then the three levels that are known as the antidote, the medicine, the cure. So there are three levels of hasad, and then there are three kinds of medicine. We have highlighted that there is no physical or spiritual ailment that does not have a cure. It is against the adl and the justice and the karam and the grace of Allah that He allows a physical or a spiritual ailment to emerge and He does not send down the cure. So there is a cure as well. Now basically, Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, in his beautiful writings, has gathered the understanding of Imam Ghazali that has been made mention in Ihya al-Ulumuddin, that there are three levels of hasad. The first two levels, a person will not be accountable. The third level of hasad is very, very dangerous, and a person will be accountable for that level. So the first level of hasad is that we find a person or we see a person that is more wealthier than us, or we see a person that is better looking than us, or we see a person that has more knowledge than us, or has more name and fame in the community, and suddenly we feel a level of jealousy inside. Now this is natural. This is natural, this happens to everyone. So we see a level of jealousy, we experience a level of jealousy inside. But there is a stop point at this level. That a person, he looks at the greatness of that person, or the ample bounties that he has, that I don't have. And there is a level disturbance around the heart. He's like, he's claustrophobic. Oh, why him? Why not me? Now Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says that the journey of hasad that can take us to the door of a sin starts from this stage. But this is ghair ikhtiyari. It comes without us inviting it. We don't invite it. It is inborn. It is inborn. We don't invite this kind of feeling. So it arrives, but we stop it. We don't allow it to go any further. So Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says that a person will not be accountable for this level of hasad. But we have to address it, and I will speak about the medicine later on. Second level. The second level is that a person finds that another person is better than him in wealth, better than him in looks, better than him in popularity, so on and so forth. So there is a disturbance around the heart, and then he desires that Allah take it away from him. This is the second level. He desires that Allah take it away from him. That he become destitute, he become ugly, he become handicapped, so on and so forth. But he does not allow this ill feeling to regulate and dictate his body actions. So he doesn't say anything that represents that ill feeling. He doesn't do anything that represents that feeling. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says, this is a level above the first. It is much dangerous, because the shaitan has taken you to the next level. But because it is ghair ikhtiyari, it is not something that we invited, a person will not be accountable on the day of judgment. A person will not be accountable on the day of judgment, even for this feeling. Then the third level of hasad, that basically Allah has spoken about in Surah 113, last verse, Surah Al-Falaq, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Seek refuge with Allah from the envier's envy. Which level of hasad is Allah speaking about in this ayah? It is the hasad that I find a person better looking than me, much wealthier than me, much more knowledgeable than me. I feel jealousy, and then I do not contain that feeling. I use my body and my machine to project the ill feeling that I have inside. I speak of him, against him, amongst people. I defame him. I speak ill of him. And I do whatever I can to defame him in the community. Now this is true hasad. This is true jealousy. Now for this level, Allah Almighty says that you should ask Allah to grant you protection. Because a person that is a hasid, you will not know. Basically a hasid is a coward. So they start off by defaming. And when they find that they, or they realize that they have not attained success, then they will resort, that has become common in our community, towards witchcraft, black magic. Remember I said a few weeks ago that a person that does not speak with another brother, the hadith of Abu Dawood, Allah Almighty says, don't write his name in the book of the noble, hatta yastaliha, until they reconcile. The reason behind it is that there is a possibility that hasad will take place. And when hasad will take place, there is a probability that this person will go to the black magic. Because he wants to derail him. He wants to defame him. He wants to hurt him. And if he can't do it by his words and by his actions, Shaitan will push him one step further. Because he has taken him from level 1 to 2 and 2 to 3, now there's from 3 to 4. Keep that in mind. So it is very important. They say it is a well known, it's documented, that if there is a sickness in its primitive stage, you can address it in quick time. That's why they say after 40 or 45, 50, go for a checkup every year. Every year. Some people go after 2 years and whoa, it's too late. 2 years is too late. Because you gave the sickness the time of 1 year to blossom, to flourish, to gain strength. Now it has spread in the entire body. The same format, the same law applies to spiritual sicknesses. Hasad is not rasha. Hasad is not a running nose. Hasad is not a headache. Hasad is not a muscle pull. Hasad is cancer. Hasad is cancer. The ulama of the tasawwuf and saluk have put hasad as a spiritual sickness at the same level of cancer as a physical sickness. Because it destroys, it spreads, it controls the movement of your body. And it said a hasid burns in his own fire. Hasad is a fire that builds within and it burns him. And we made mention of this last week, that the Nabi of Allah says, كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبْ أَوْ قَالَ الْعُشَبْ, that it will just consume your good deeds. Just like fire consumes wood. Just consumes it. Because you're speaking ill, you're making ghibah. And then, many a times, a lot of people say, my auntie, my uncle, sadly to say, my brother, my sister has done jadu on me. They've done witchcraft on me. Why did they do it? It was hasad. It was nothing else. It was hasad that pushed them to take this step that basically, according to many, many theologians and many, many scholars, takes them out of the fold of Islam. It's an act of kufr. Jadu, black magic, is an act of kufr. It was hasad. Hasad was the ill feeling that did not allow the Satan to bow. Hasad was the ill feeling and the tool of the Satan that did not allow the Yahud to enter Islam. What did they say? That prophethood has shifted from Bani Ishaq to Bani Ismail. How can we accept that? It was hasad that did not allow them to enter the fold of Islam. What a powerful tool. And hasad is not allowing our community to grow as it deserves to grow. We have all the set of laws, the beautiful set of laws left by the Nabi of Allah to construct a community that can be a role model for generations to come, but we are right at the bottom of the tree. We are right at the bottom of the tree. I was reading something amazing that Alim Yasab, one of the pearls of Islam, who passed away about 15 years ago, he said that when the British were leaving, it may be true, it may not be true, but there's a lesson inside this. When the British were leaving India, Hind, they liked the crab. There was a certain area, there used to be a lot of crabs. So they really enjoyed the meat of the crab. So the British people said, we're leaving, so we're going to gather crabs and we're going to take them back to England. We'll enjoy the feast up there. So they had this mighty basket and they placed all the crabs in that basket, but no lid. No lid. There was no lid on the basket. So anyway, they disembarked and a person passed by who did not understand how people of Hind behave with each other. He said that, look, by the end of the journey there will be no crab inside, because it is the behavior of the crab to crawl out. It will leave the basket. He said, no, these are Hindi crabs. He said, what do you mean it's a Hindi crab? He said, if one tries to go out, the other will pull its leg. If one tries to make it out, the other will pull its leg. No one can make it out. Not even one crab will make it out. This is the characteristic of a Hindi crab. I don't know if this is true or not, but it makes a lot of sense. We don't allow people to prosper. Our eyes eat him up, consume him. If one prospers, we will all prosper. Don't be jealous. One person, he excels, and the group that should support him becomes the enemy. The Nabi of Allah left a community behind. Many people used to see the behavior of the Sahaba amongst each other. This is a package that is a mighty, mighty magnet for humanity to come to the truth. Sharing the food from one plate, sitting on one table, looking like that these people are united. The only time we speak about unity is around Ramadan and around Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. The concept, the Islamic concept of unity is much, much greater than that. There can be division on that side because there's a difference of opinion amongst the scholars in the format that should be taken to start and to end the month of Ramadan. But there is no difference of opinion when it comes to the unity of our structure. And we don't want to speak about that. Because what kar bhi duaiye? It is a bitter medicine. It is a bitter topic. The Nabi of Allah left that role model. Jealousy was not there. Jealousy was eradicated. It was annihilated. It was uprooted. Now, before I speak about the medicine, the three steps, I would like to make mention of a stage that lies between hasad. That is acceptable. That is acceptable. Basically, from the outset, it looks like hasad, but according to the understanding of the scholars, in the light of the different narrations, it does not fall under the banner of hasad. For example, Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and in the distance a person was coming. He was far, far away, and the Nabi of Allah said to Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa that this person is a bad person. He was not present. He was far, far away. He could not hear it. Now, according to the definition of ghiba, this is ghiba. According to the definition, this is ghiba, this is backbiting. And backbiting is not a minor sin, it is a major sin. And the Nabi of Allah is free from all sins, let alone major sins. So then these scholars, they study the statement of the Nabi of Allah, and they exclude certain scenarios from ghiba. And this is one of the scenarios, that if a person is shar, if he is evil, and he can harm a person, it is incumbent upon you to make that person aware of the shar. This is not ghiba. So, for example, I am going to harm Brother Mubarak, and Chacha Arif knows about it. I've spoken to him that I'm going to harm Brother Mubarak. Now it is incumbent upon Chacha Arif to inform Brother Mubarak that, look, Uzair Bhai is not a good person, he's going to harm you. This is not ghiba. This is safeguarding a person. So because of this one incident in the life of the Nabi of Allah, the scholars had to thoroughly discuss, research, what is ghiba. And they came up with exemptions. Scenarios that do not fall under ghiba, but if we were to look at them, they do fall under the banner of ghiba, the name of ghiba. So there is a similar scenario that if we were to study it from the study it superficially, it looks like ghiba, but it does not fall under ghiba because of the statement of the Nabi of Allah. Now the word in Arabic is ghibta, ghibta, and in Urdu we call it rashak. Ya main rashak karta, main rashak karta. Ghibta in Arabic, rashak in Urdu, we use it many a times. Now the hadith has been reported by Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and you'll find it in Muslim, in which the Nabi of Allah said, "Mujibatana, la hasada illa fisnatain." Hasad is not accepted, jealousy is not accepted, except for two people. So there's exemption made. Now basically, at the end you will realize this is not hasad. Rajulun atahu Allahu al-Qur'an. There's a person that has been given the Qur'an. فَهُوَ يَقُومُ بِهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَاءَ النَّهَارِ. And he reads this Qur'an some part of the day and some part of the night. وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَهُوَ يُنْفِكُهُ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَاءَ النَّهَارِ. And then there's a person who has been given wealth, and he spends some of that wealth in the day and some of that wealth in the night. The Nabi of Allah says, you can make hasad of this person. Now the word used is hasad, but basically it denotes ghibta. It signifies ghibta, not hasad. And what does that mean? That I wish that I could do exactly the same. Now basically these two things, one is the Quran and one is wealth that is given in the path of Allah, are ibadat. So if you want to envy somebody, I think that's the right word in English, if you want to envy somebody, you should envy him in his a'mal-e-saliha. You are allowed to envy him. But that feeling should not come that, Ya Allah, take it away from him and give it to me. No. He keep it, but Ya Allah, give me something identical, so then I can read Quran in the day and in the night, and I can give in the day and in the night. This kind of feeling that is very, very similar to hasad is allowed because the Nabi of Allah has exempted it from hasad. Time over. So my noble audience, we have run out of time. I'm very, very peculiar with time now. So we're going to try to finish at 2021 because a lot of people have to get back to work. So inshallah, just keep the three levels in mind. And inshallah, next week, if Allah wills, we will discuss the antidote. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.